A few other things, and I discussed some of this last time with support distribution. So there's a lot of people who think, oh gosh, like I can't use the pooled trust because they'll never be able to pay for support items. Our trusts 3 and 4, remember that, write that down. Trusts 3 and 4, they have distribution options for us to be able to actually have people take a reduction in their SSI in order to be able to pay for their rent. I do it, you know, relatively regularly, but it's with people who I have all of their information and they actually have provided me what is their income so that we can look and make a distribution decision that's appropriate for them. You know, the thing I put the ABLE accounts with this because that's really what we've seen a lot of success with the ABLE accounts. We've seen a lot of success with families who want to still have that trust. They've got more money for their long-term planning in a trust, but the ABLE account actually allows us to utilize the tools that we have in order to not take that reduction if we don't have to. I've got some brothers who use an ABLE account, and we put money in there every year for them to be able to use it for their rent. And that's what they are doing so that they're able to hang on to their money, and their sister, who is taking care of them, is able to help them use that money better long term. And so they've got those funds there to be able to pay for that food and shelter and not have to take that reduction. So those are things that we're able to do. Some people the ABLE account will work for, some people it won't, because I've got plenty of people with mental health diagnosis who we don't know when they were diagnosed. Maybe it was in their 30s. We're not really sure. So this still allows us to do those support distributions without the ABLE account. But those two things are things that we can always help with if you choose our trust 3 and 4. You know, us and other pooled trusts are going to be able to help with those kinds of things. And then over 65. All right. I know we've talked about this a couple of times today. And so we can accept trusts for individuals over the age of 65. Self-settled special needs trusts for individuals over the age of 65, okay? That does not take away from the transfer of assets penalties. So look back at Clyde's paper. I even wrote down in my notes, you know, in Clyde's paper, Clyde and Christina's paper, Clyde talked about it specifically, that those we're still going to look at those transfer penalties, but we are absolutely here as an option, okay? So when you can look at the half a loaf and say, okay, this is the right option, or no, this isn't the right option, we're just going to spend the money out, or we're going to do whatever it is. But we are here. annuities as well. So that's the other thing that we deal with a lot, structured settlements and annuities that are coming in. I discuss in the paper a little bit about annuities because I often get the phone call from the PI attorney and they're just like, hey, okay, I want to set this up. Let me do this, blah, blah, blah. And so I always I encourage them to talk to an attorney who actually knows something about special needs and that can help them through that process. And they don't always listen to me. Knowing that, make sure that you, if they're calling you and they're asking you the question, make sure that you understand how that annuity language needs to be put in there so it's appropriate under Medicaid rules. It all depends on, you know, what they're receiving at the time and what that needs to look like. But I always encourage to make sure that it's going to fit Medicaid's rules for the long term. But we're more than happy to accept those annuity payments that come in. Because oftentimes you get this small lump sum at the beginning, you know, maybe it's $20,000, but then you've got, you know, long-term payments that are going to go out for this individual. We're here to be able to support you in that if that's the way that the family and the PI attorney wants to go. So we're here to do those things. We're here to help with that annuity anxiety. The last piece of what I want to talk about is our resources. So I forgot to bring it up here, but we have a toolkit that's on our website. I talked a little bit about it last year. We've got one at our table that you can come take a look at. And what this is it's a great toolkit for y'all to take a look at and see, use whatever you want out of it for your own clients, have them go look at this. basically what this toolkit is a guide on how to what can be paid for and that sort of thing out of a self-settled special needs trust. So, of course, the rules don't apply to everybody, but this is our toolkit. It is 90-something pages. It's really pretty. We made it real pretty so that people might look at it. But it's also got a lot of forms in there, things like that that we use in order to manage our trust, but it's also something that might be useful to you and your clients when you're talking to them about how to potentially be the trustee and manage a special needs trust. The Arc of Texas, we have been around for 60 plus years, so we're not going anywhere. We've been here. We're going to be here. I've been here 7. I'm pretty sure I'll never leave. It's just kind of like my life. this has been, you know, I was born and raised into the disability community, so I feel like this is my place. And so we're here. We're going to be here. We also have a lot of great resources within our staff, within our contacts. We're able to reach out and make sure that people can get what it is that they need. You can call us even if it's not about pooled trust options, so we are here. We understand people with disabilities. We understand what their lives look like. We can empathize and sympathize. Sometimes depends on who you're talking to. But we're here. We're here to help our beneficiaries. We're here to help other folks. We want to make sure that people are getting the services that they need, the services that they deserve, and that what's going on in life is actually good for them. So.